This is GQDN for Thursday, September 25th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/GQ25. And no, it's patreon.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some free play days. And let's just get right to it. Tokyo Game Show was going on, and GameSpot.com has all the details. Well, pretty much all of them. They started off with Gungrave Gore, Blood Heat. And this is a part of the Gungrave action series. It's an FPS game, and it'll be coming very, very soon. Then they went to one of the Marvel Eternals, Gemma Chan. She had the role of Selena Tan. And she will be joining 007 First Light, because she'll be the head of the tactical simulation. Pretty cool. Anemo was also shown there too. And Anemo was showing off some details about the inhabitants of Edel that would include their personalities, their behaviors, and relationships with the environment. That's Anemo. Double Dragon Revive is coming too. It's a little fighting game. And that'll be launching on October 23rd. Hitman World of Assassination is now going to get Bruce Lee. And he will be a partner. Bruce Lee's coming to Hitman. And we found out that Monster Hunter Stories 1 and 2 will be coming to Xbox November 14th. Then they went to Sudden Strike 5, which is a strategy game that was set during World War II. That's got all the tanks, the buildings destroyed, all the stuff. Then they ask you to go kill some killers. Hotel Barcelona is going to let you do that. And you have to go into the hotel and defeat some murderers. September 26th. Oh, that's tomorrow. Might be good. Project Evilbane. It's a new 3D hack and slash fantasy game. And Project Evilbane will be very impressive. They'll be coming after July next year. Ninja Gaiden 4. Team Ninja and Platinum Games were showing off some difficulty modes on launch day. Hero mode will have a lot of the combat along with some automatic gameplay options. And Master Ninja mode, that's the hardest one. Well, you'll find out why it's very, very difficult. The game launches for PC and console October 21st. The Microsoft Flight Simulator, they didn't just show up on the PlayStation. Nope. They said, we got a world update 20, and that will add 23 areas of interest across Kyoto, Osaka, Sapporo, and Tokyo. Then they went to Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD, and they showed off the ocean floor. Cool. Fatal Frame 2 Crimson Butterfly Remake was also announced, and that had some updates on the enhancements that have been made for the remake. Criminal Brigade was also launched, and that was there for all of you to hear. Indeed, indeed, indeed. Then they went to Forza Horizon 6. It'll be coming next year. Worst kept secret indeed. Rhythm Doctor, if you want a little bit of music, well, that'll be coming out December 6th for PC and Xbox Series X and S. Then Romancing Saga Revenge of the Seven, well, that's Romancing Saga 2. That will be coming to Xbox as well. They did show up some Surprise Attack and some United Attack gameplay mechanics there as well. Then they went cute. Winterboro. That'll be coming out November 12th. Playing as a mouse. Going out in the snow. Well, so the Call of Duty guys. Black Ops 7. Does now have some maps in Japan. And they were shown during the TGS stream. So, it's the Tokyo Game Show. Age of Mythology. Heavenly Spear. And that is an expansion for the Age of Mythology Retold. And that does add 12 new missions, so you would know the story of Yasuko. That's the farmer's daughter with the magical spear. Mistfall Hunters also got an update as well, because a second map is coming, and it is Solemn Needles. That'll be available for launch day. Then they went to Star Sand Island. Nice little cozy game. A little bit of farming and some building as well. And then it was Resident Evil. The Requiem gameplay showed up there at the Tokyo Game Show as well. And Stealth got up on X and said the Resident Evil Requiem Switch 2 gameplay from Tokyo Game Show. Hands-on impressive, has been very positive. The Switch 2 port is very good. Now we did talk about Forza Horizon 6. That will be coming to PlayStation, but according to Pure Xbox, it's not known as to when. So, that was covered by Playground Games, because they said, quote, "Discover the breathtaking landscapes of Japan and become a racing legend at the Horizon Festival in Forza Horizon 6, which will launch first on Xbox Series X and S, consoles, and PC in 2026, and PlayStation 5 post-launch, wishlist now on the Microsoft Store and Steam." Yeah, so we don't know when. But for PlayStation, we know that the PlayStation State of Play was yesterday, and the Premium Classics, well, they have been heard because of the complaints by Sony. And if you looked at the State of Play yesterday, people did say that it was good news, because Tekken 3, Soul Calibur 3, Tomb Raider Anniversary will be all going in as well, along with The Last of Us 2. But only one of them is going to get trophies associated to it, and that is going to be Tomb Raider Anniversary. Bandai Namco, according to PlayStation Lifestyle, says that they don't like adding trophies to the classics of their games. Nope. But the free play days are coming for Xbox, and it's a trial period that starts, or that started September 23rd, and it'll run through September 30th. That is for Diablo 4, for all the Xbox members. Now the rest of them are going to be via Game Pass, and they start today. And that is Dungeons 3, PGA Tour 2K25, Rematch, Trailmakers, and Bassmasters Fishing. So go enjoy them. This has been a Dawnforge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people. Thank you.